BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The director of the CIA, John Brennan, has been defending its use of controversial interrogation techniques in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks on the United States. In a rare televised news conference, Mr. Brennan insisted that viable information was obtained from detainees using methods like waterboarding, but he expressed regret about some of the techniques employed.
First of all, I certainly agree that there were times when CIA officers exceeded the policy guidance that was given and the authorized techniques that were approved and determined to be lawful. They were harsh. As I said, in some instances, I consider them abhorrent. But for me, it was something that is certainly regrettable. But we are not a perfect institution. We're made up of individuals. And as human beings, we are imperfect beings.
Mr. Brennan was responding to a U.S. Senate report that criticized the CIA's interrogation techniques as brutal and ineffective. From Washington, Ali McBull.
It's rare for a CIA director to appear before the media like this, but it was obvious John Brennan felt the report on the agency's harsh interrogation methods after 9/11 hadn't been fair. That Senate report made two key accusations. Firstly, that the White House hadn't been told of the extent of the use of torture techniques like waterboarding, stress positions, and sleep deprivation, something Mr. Brennan said was untrue. But it was the second main assertion that he focused on, that these kind of interrogation methods didn't lead to intelligence that helped save American lives. But again, he challenged that, saying some of the detainees subjected to these techniques did subsequently give leads that helped thwart attacks and helped in the capture of Osama bin Laden.
Eyewitnesses in Nigeria say at least 30 people have been killed after twin bomb blasts struck a makeshift market in the central city of Jos. Will Ross reports from Lagos.
The two bombs went off in the centre of Jos, in an area packed with people buying and selling wares on the street. Jos is a religiously mixed city in Nigeria's middle belt, and suspected Boko Haram members have in recent years attacked churches there in what looked like an effort to spark interreligious clashes. The jihadist group has been detonating several bombs each week in northern Nigeria, and although the security forces have managed to intercept some of them, the majority have been deadly suicide attacks.
The UN has called for a ban on all commercial river traffic in a vast mangrove forest in Bangladesh after a tanker carrying more than 350,000 litres of oil was hit by another vessel and sank. The UN said the spillage happened near a wildlife sanctuary that's home to two endangered species of dolphin. BBC News. Brazilian police have arrested a man, Sailson José das Graças, who has confessed to killing more than 40 people in the last decade. Julia Carneiro reports.
The 26-year-old was caught after allegedly stabbing a woman to death in Nova Iguaçu, a suburb of Rio. The case has shocked Brazilians and police inspectors, who told Brazilian media they were surprised by das Graças' detailed account of his crimes. They said he showed no remorse and considered him a psychopath. Segments of his confession were shown on television. He claimed he murdered his first victim, a woman, when he was 17 years old, and that he kept on killing because it gave him pleasure.
A 34-year-old British Muslim mother has been jailed for 5 years after she admitted inciting terrorism in Syria by posting pictures of a suicide vest on Facebook. The mother of six also messaged details of a route into Syria for would-be jihadists. Police who raided her home found pictures of her 2-year-old son holding a toy assault rifle. A teenage suicide bomber has targeted a performance at a French institute in Kabul. The German Foreign Ministry says it can't confirm initial reports that a German national was killed. Nominations for the Golden Globe Awards have been announced. The satirical film Birdman leads the field, as David Willis reports.
Birdman is going to be the film to beat. It picked up no fewer than 7 Golden Globe nominations. It's been hailed widely by the critics for everything from its screenplay to its score. And we also saw Boyhood, which is the Richard Linklater coming-of-age drama, the film that it took 12 years to make, getting 5 nominations, along with The Imitation Game, the Benedict Cumberbatch film, which he stars as Alan Turing, the man who cracked the Enigma code.
BBC News.